Good morning, good morning, good morning. Y'all know what time it is. Welcome to the Morning Coffee Drip. I am your girl, Miss Kim from Cali, of course. And this is the wonderful, delectable, and very edible ladies. Mr. Year Will.
How y'all doing? Your independent living legend, Year Will in the house. Good morning, ladies and gents, on this fine Tuesday morning.
Oh, my face was completely covered from the camera. I'm trying. I'm working on it. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing? Everybody good? We all good out there? Okay, so good morning, Will.
Good morning, Miss Coffee.
How was your weekend, sir?
My weekend was pretty good, actually. I decided to take a lazy weekend. I kind of just hung out around the house, cleaned up, got my life back in order. Watched a little preseason football, you know.
Okay, okay, okay. You know, crazy enough, I missed my game. But I heard it was okay that I missed it because I heard it was some fuckery.
I mean, it's preseason. It's always going to be some fuckery. They haven't even put any of the real players on the field yet. So, it's
well,
okay.
Well, Mahomes was playing. I did see that game. You know
what I'm saying? That's because Mahomes won't just sit the fuck down.
Yeah. It was so funny because I seen him play the first series and I'm like, he don't look like he ready to sit down. You know, that's what they do. They throw a couple of balls and then they go sit
the fuck down. All the other big names, Dak, Brady, you know,
but
Rogers.
They're old ass niggas.
But Dak ain't old. You know, I'm going to speak on Dak.
Okay.
Cowboys, we be resting them.
Whatever. I said I'm going to take
matter of fact, Russell Wilson ain't touched the field yet either.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I can't see all of y'all, but I see all of y'all, but I can't see all of y'all, but I see all of y'all. Good morning. All right. My weekend. Oh, boy.
Yes, yes. How was your weekend?
I'm feeling packing and shit, so it's been a lot. However, had grandbabies this weekend, so you know. All
right.
Nothing but dinosaurs in Jurassic Park all weekend. What happens when they come over? So that was the highlight of my weekend. And like I said, I watched a couple of games, but that was it. And I didn't even watch all of them because I paid all this money for like Hulu and Netflix and Paramount, and don't none of them motherfuckers show live football.
Paramount does. That's the only reason I got it, to watch the Cowboys playoff game last year.
Really?
All the games on CBS.
But here's the thing: they won't start playing them until.
Regular season.
Yeah,
that's okay. One more week. Now that they're doing the short weeks of a preseason, it's only 3 weeks.
Now I went and bought me a handy dandy antenna.
Yeah, oh yeah. We're gonna
start watch free TV.
Start doing little football parties for the coffee and blunts football.
Why the fuck do you have to pay for free TV? I had to pay for CBS. When the fuck did that start?
Taxes.
Man, it's some bullshit going on. Like real shit. Like I don't really even understand. So in the news, right? Miss Brittany, how you feel about that?
Oh, I feel like it's all kinds of fucker. First off, just man, over some weed. Like not even weed, CBD cartridges. Hey. I feel like Russia's trying to just prove a point. After the Ukraine thing, after all of that, Russia's basically saying we're now the bullies of the world. Fuck America. We're gonna keep one of your star athletes.
Who's a whole thug?
A whole thug.
He a whole thug. Like, pants sagging thug. Like, hat backwards. He a whole nigga.
I'm thinking more like 1930s mobster. You know, game with a little suit.
Or like, you know, bury you in the desert type.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. He's that kind of thug. Absolutely.
Yep.
Fuck Putin.
Now, here's my question. Okay? Because we all feel some way about Brittany being over there. Real shit. Do you think that if she was a man, that she'd be there this long? She'd be just as favorite.
A man of her...
If it was Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, y'all know I don't like Kobe, but I said it, and it is what it is, I ain't taking a pick. Anyway, I ain't a fan. I don't like the Blake Anderson.
I don't like Kobe Bryant either. I ain't like Bryant either. Rest in peace, sir.
I mean, yes, yeah, sir. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Vanessa, I feel you, baby, but you know.
But no.
But if it was LeBron, Michael Jordan, would they still be there?
No, absolutely not. If it was LeBron, absolutely they would not be there. LeBron would not. They would have gotten him real quick. We might have started a war over that. But because it is a female, No, yeah, that's why they're just dragging their feet about it instead of pushing the issue. Especially with Russia basically already proven in the last year that they don't give a fuck and we'll start shooting people.
Now, here's the controversy, right? Not only is she a woman, but she a black woman. Because if this was like one of the tennis players.
Oh, yeah? I mean.
Would she still be there? I can't see the comments.
Mean, most. That's because ain't nobody commenting. I got like two people.
Mm-hmm.
That's some people.
I can't see them.
You can't see your comments so far. Technical difficulties is always on a coffee show.
If it ain't a technical difficulty, then it ain't the show, and I promise you.
Here's the thing. Most of the female tennis players in America, they're fucking Russian anyways.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that type of shit.
I don't think Russia would even have cared if it was one of them. I don't think they even would have picked him up. Maybe technically just to mess with America, just to be like, hey, fuck y'all, we got somebody. But
we can do what we do when we do it.
Yeah, I think that she's a black American female definitely has regards on why they were so adamant on trying to give her all the extra time and keep her, you know. If she was a white tennis player or, shit, I don't even know any other white athletes, females.
I didn't know their name. Yeah. Their name is all like Spock the Bitch.
Or even say, you know, some hopes, talk show host personality, Ellen DeGeneres.
Like Ellen?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. They
might
have left Ellen Gay ass over there.
Okay.
You know.
America might have told
them
to keep her.
I mean,
she's on the best
list. It's some people that we might be trading for, but it's some people that, hell no. And then the dude they want to trade for, I heard he ain't shit either. So, and he wanted over there. So, pretty easy trade. Like, you go from one jail to another, so it should already be done.
But my thing is, that's like piracy back in, you know, the 1700s. We're going to trade you one of our guys for one of your guys kind of thing.
But this is what happens all the time. We just don't know it.
Yeah.
You're in the military, right? You know what it is.
Yeah, prisoners of war.
All the time.
That's really what it is. She's a prisoner of war. Mm-hmm. It don't even matter what she got.
You see what prison they're trying to send her to, though?
Oh, yeah. The big one.
God.
Not even some nice little cushy for a little bit. They're trying to put her in that hole, Max. And
she ain't going where Martha was.
No, not at all.
Or Paula.
And I ain't never been to Russia, but I'm sure Russian prisons are not the place to be.
I mean, it's cold as fucking Denver. I ain't trying to go to Russia.
Hashtag say Brady.
And
not Skeeters, y'all.
Like, at the end of the day, you know, China got, like, Chinese food, and, you know, Mexico got Mexican food. What the fuck do you eat ever in Russia?
Potatoes.
Nah, I'm
kidding. Potatoes. That's all I know. I don't know anything about Russian food.
That type of shit. So why would you want to visit? It's cold as fuck.
Basketball. That's why she was out there. They play basketball.
But I'm just saying, like, even just to go to hang out in Kiki, like, Russia's
nope,
not on the resort list.
Mm-mm.
Like, it ain't the spot to, you know.
Sightsee, maybe, because all of those old, colorful castle places that I've seen in pictures.
They got them in Africa.
I mean, not the same, though.
I mean, they probably better.
They probably are.
I ain't saying anything. Anyway, so, today's topic, right, is geared with sleeping with the enemy. Sleeping with the enemy. I don't know how many of y'all have slept with the enemy, but I just slept with about 3-4 of them.
Yeah. Even worse, you don't know they're the enemy until they show up.
Until they're the fucking enemy. Because they always send their representative. And at some point.
Hey, not always. And ladies, gentlemen, too. Y'all know sometimes y'all sleep with the enemy knowing it's the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing it's the enemy.
And don't care.
We ain't talking to y'all today. That's y'all's fault.
You just ignore all of those red flags because in the beginning you think that maybe you're tripping. Right?
Or like, I can fix them.
Mm.
That's the big one. I can fix them.
Do y'all think that y'all can fix us, too? Because we always think we can fix y'all. But do men feel like y'all can fix us?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've definitely been a fixer. I've definitely found women and tried to teach them to be better women, better parents, better people. You know, it goes both ways. But that's a lot of the problem is we go in and see these flags. And, of course, especially being older, knowing I'm damaged, too, I go, oh, well, I have problems, too. So I'm going to overlook their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, maybe I can help them fix their problems. But they might not see them as problems. You know, just because you see it as a problem doesn't mean they do.
The first part is knowing. That's like half the battle. Being able to know that it is you. And once you can identify that it is you, then you can start working on fixing what has caused this.
Absolutely.
That never happens, though.
No, we nitpick the other person.
Absolutely. Because it makes us feel better.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to look in the mirror and face those hard truths, and it's much easier to be like, hell nah, this is why I did it.
Justification.
I did it because, I said it because, I acted that way because...
And that almost always after that sentence comes, because you...
They.
She,
he.
It ain't never we, though.
Yeah. We was out there acting the motherfucking fool. Nah, it ain't never we. Mm-hmm. So, story that I seen about sleeping with the enemy. And this story is like the ultimate case of sleeping with the enemy, right? So, what's his name, Joseph?
Gregory Green from Dearborn Heights, Michigan.
Michigan? I ain't know y'all got damn like that in Michigan. That's another place that is not on the resort list. It's cold in Michigan, the fuck too. And, you know, anything that's by Detroit, I heard, ain't the business. So, you talking about some nigga shit. Anywho. So, Gregory Green was black man. And regular black dude.
No, Gregory Green's a white guy.
Was he white?
He's a white. You know it is. The rest of the way the story's about to go.
He can't be white with his name Gregory Green.
No offense to the white people, but y'all know.
No, I thought he was black.
He was a Caucasian man.
No. From the mountain?
Very.
You're white.
From the Caucasus Mountains.
Not with a name like Gregory Green.
Oh, wait till I hear the story. They're going to agree.
I'm saying it was some whole nigga shit. Like, man. you could not hate.
Background to this story. In 1991, Gregory Green stabbed his wife in the face and in the stomach to kill their unborn baby.
Like on a regular day, like a regular Tuesday.
Regular Tuesday, called the cops on himself and sat and waited.
Like, that's a long comment. I can't see it, baby. I wish I could. I'd have to get up and come see it.
Yeah. We'll do the comments better next time. Did 16 years in prison, denied parole 4 times, and then...
On the fifth time,
with the help of his pastor, right?
Swear, you sure they went back?
I promise you, he's white. You look at the picture. Yeah, I was reading all this. He brought this up to me. This is white man.
Because you know this is some nigga stuff. So yes, he went to prison for killing the wife, right? Which again, after he killed her, he calmly got on the phone, called 911, and said, "I killed her," and sat on the porch and waited. So he went to jail with no problem. It was like, okay, yeah, you did it.
Was an exemplary inmate in prison. So he said he did good. He had one incident in like 2002.
Got into like a fight.
Yeah, over a TV or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, pastor writes a letter saying, Gregory's part of our church beforehand. We're going to support him coming out. We feel like he's
changed. He's not the Lord.
Yep. He was a very God-fearing man. So they say.
Mm-hmm. It's what they say.
What they said. So
what they said.
His pastor wrote this letter, and he was got his parole, right, after 16 years.
On the fifth time. They probably said, okay, you fixed.
No. And then he turns and marries the pastor's daughter, right? The same pastor helped him get out. He marries her daughter.
Yeah, he get out. He move in with the pastor. He start going to church. No, he moved back in with his mama, right?
Yeah,
he moved back in with his mama. And they going to church. He fall in love with the pastor's daughter.
All right, get married. Pastor's daughter already had 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
They go and have 2 more children, 2 little girls.
Mm-hmm.
12 years. That's 12 years. Right? Everything's good.
Don't forget, though, that in the midst of that, this new wife went down and filed for divorce.
No.
Yes.
No. She didn't get to file divorce until after it all happened. I'll show you.
I thought she filed divorce.
After the whole situation happened, the courts granted her, because of his case, they granted her the divorce without even him being there.
Mm.
Yeah. They waited until
I thought that they got into like a situation, and maybe about like year 5, right? And she wanted to get a divorce. And for some reason, they didn't grant it to her. So
No. She
changed her mind. And then,
they stuck it out another 7 years.
Yeah, they stayed together, and which means she knew she was sleeping with the enemy. And then, I don't know, he, sent some flowers, ate some coochie, whatever they do to make up, because that's a lot, going from divorce to being back together. That's a pretty hefty situation. And one day, on another Any Given Tuesday.
This man, Gregory Green, brace yourselves, because here's the real kicker.
random Tuesday, this man decided to tie up his wife. Her name was Faith. Faith Green something.
Faith at that.
Duct taped her up, shot her in the foot, sliced her face up with a razor blade, and then proceeded to put their two young daughters in a car with the exhaust taped off and left them there to die. And while they were dying in the car, went back down and in front of Miss Faith, shot her other two children in the face and killed them in front of her, this man. And then, once again, sat down calmly, called the cops, and waited for them to show up. To this day, this happened in 2016. So to this day, he has not explained at all why he did any of it.
And wait, let's do some backstory, okay? Because even when he went to jail the first time, he tried to do the insanity plea. He tried to say, I went crazy, I went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? Because that's what they said. That was the reason why they got out of jail. They kept saying, oh, it was the medicine, he never done this, you know what I'm saying? He went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for 10 seconds, and now he's fixed. That's what they said, right? So, when you go back to jail, whose fault is it?
See, that's always the argument, though. The argument is, does the rehabilitation system of the prison system work?
Does it?
No, absolutely not. All right, having been there myself, no. There's no rehabilitation. You just sit there. Yeah. It's like timeout for adults.
Right.
You ever learn anything when your mom put you in the corner?
No.
When did it again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I learned when I got whooping.
I mean, whoop his ass then.
You know what I'm saying? Or I mean, I learned when I put my hand on the stove and I learned it was hot.
Yeah. Prison don't teach you that. Not at all.
So, is it prison's fault? Is it the parole board's fault? Because I feel like when you tell someone no four times, you know in the back of your soul that this person should not be back into society.
But because
how
of the
system.
How do you
feel when you let him out and he do the exact same thing?
Well, what they had said is if he wouldn't have got his parole that last time, he would have got out 2 years later anyways. Or 4 years later. He got it, I want to say it was 2008 he got out. He would have got out 2012 anyways.
Well, shit, maybe because he would have been married to somebody else by then.
She might have, man, but he might have went and killed somebody else.
He was definitely going to go kill somebody else. Because still, nobody knows why.
And so because of that, I can't say it's the prison system. You
he
know,
ain't said the devil made me do it. He ain't said nothing. He just did it.
In fact, the second time, without even asking, he didn't even try to plead insanity. They gave him the whole tests and everything and said he's fine. Mm-hmm. There is nothing crazy about this man.
He good. Stand dry.
Sounds crazy to me, though. I'm just saying.
Okay, so let's talk about Faith. Because the other wife, maybe she really didn't see it coming. Right? But now, as a female, going back to you saying how we always want to fix things. Faith know damn well that this man killed his motherfucking wife and their baby, right? And I don't care how many years, that's not something you get over. No. Right? So it's not like...
That's a stain on your soul forever.
I mean, it's almost like being a pedophile.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that for 20 years you like kids and then you got in trouble because you got caught and now you don't like kids no more.
No, it's exactly like being a pedophile. You murder somebody, you got it in you. You showed that you have it in
that
you.
That type of murder.
Somebody.
This wasn't like, you know.
Self-defense.
Right. Or he was in a shootout or she was trying to kill him. No, he just
took advantage of one day. Weaker women.
So, question. Did they know that they were sleeping with someone who was going to eventually be their demise?
Well, I mean, you bring up the fact that she did try to divorce him about 5 years in. I gotta say, some part of her had to know. The comments they had afterwards, I guess, during his sentencing or whatever, while she spoke with his back turned to her, couldn't even look at her, she said things along the line of, you're manipulative, you're a horrible person. Just her statements of that fact shows me that she had to have known something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because, I want to say maybe it's because of her faith, growing up in the church and all that, dad being a pastor, that God teaches to forgive and forget and move on. But maybe she fucking shouldn't have.
You don't even want me to touch on that.
I'm saying, maybe she shouldn't have. You know? Forgive. Don't ever forget.
Because Christians think if they come dump you in some water, all your sins is washed away.
Man, I grew up Catholic. You can pay for your sins. with cash money. Cash money is
a
Hail Mary?
And be forgiven, right? We got a few Hail Marys.
Hail Marys.
What I do? I'm great. I'm safe. I'm washed. I'm clean.
Yeah.
The fuck? I can't say the first wife, but I'm definitely going to say that Faith, she knew.
She knew.
She knew.
Yeah, so part of her absolutely knew the whole time.
And I can't for the life of me, being 45, tell you why women stay.
No one wants to be
alone. I don't know. I mean, is it that serious, though? Like, I know that in some cases, right, that a man can take your self-esteem and make you feel like, if you leave me, there's no one else that's going to want you. If you leave me, you know, you will never be able to maintain by yourself.
Fuck you men who do that to females, too, because that's...
Fuck niggas all the way. I'm never taking them back. But they get to that point, but I feel like, as a mother, if I ever felt like my children were going to be in danger, or my children, if anything like that, if I felt that, then it's not, it's time to go. There's no question, there's no thought, you know, there's nothing.
But here's the thing with that too, especially like men who aren't the parent of the children. A lot of the cases, they don't abuse the children. A lot of times, it's just abuse on the female. You know what I mean? There's really no way you can see them. And I'm assuming that because there's never any mention of any child abuse or anything before this. She probably didn't see the kid thing coming, especially the fact that he let her live and killed all of her children.
I don't know. I think that if a man, in my opinion, if he can kill his unborn child, he don't give a fuck about nothing. And it ain't no faith, and ain't no Bible, and ain't no church hymn that's going to change that.
So you don't believe even, you believe that's one path you can't come back from?
I believe so. Because what kind of person mentally, right? Because I feel like that's a mental issue. You have to mentally be in a whole nother space to kill someone. And then sit down like it didn't happen. He wasn't afraid. He didn't run. He wasn't nervous. He didn't panic. Like, none of those things happened like a normal person would do if they felt any type of empathy, if they felt any type of remorse for what they did. Like, it's an instant, oh my God, what have I done? What am I going to do? That's not what happened. He was like, okay, I did that.
Twice. But then it equates to, okay, so you said it's a mental thing. Then they go to, well, addiction. Say addiction is a mental disease, right? Being addicted to drugs, being addicted to gambling, nicotine, all the things. Couldn't this be another form of addiction?
What, killing? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why they're serial killers.
So can addiction people, can addicts, alcoholics, can they be changed?
I think, again, it's a mental thing. I think because once you do something chemically to your body and your body gets adjusted to it, right? Again, it's a mental thing because I feel like anyone is capable of kicking an addiction if they want to. Most people with addictions, they don't want to. And that's the whole issue right there. Like, you can tell them, you can show them, but until they want to, it's just like leaving a person or a woman leaving a man. I can tell my friend, he ain't shit. You know he ain't shit. Bitch, me and you caught him cheating. What are you talking about? But until she's ready, until it's affected her on her inside core part, she ain't going nowhere. So until they feel like, I don't want to do this anymore, it's never going to stop. My mother was addicted to drugs. And I remember having a conversation with her while she was in jail, right? And I asked her, so are you going to stop? And she was like, no. Now, in my head, I'm like, bitch, you're in jail. Like, you know what I'm saying? But in jail, you can get the same shit, right?
Absolutely.
To my understanding, I don't know. I ain't never been there. But you know what I mean? But I'm saying the fact that I'm like, so you lost your house? You know what I'm saying? None of your kids is with you? You lost all your money? And you still telling me no?
I mean, at that point, what has she got to lose?
That's my point. So I'm like, so what the fuck is it going to take? And that's when I realized right there, like, there's nothing I can do. It's never going to change until she wants it to change. And sure as enough, as the sun comes up, one day, just out the blue, she was like, let's go to church. Who, you? Let me get my hat. We're going to church, honey. Let's go. We went to church, and she walked in the church, and when she walked out, she never drank or smoked again.
All right.
And I'm not going to say that it was the church, because it was her decision. I think that she woke up and said, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to be like this no more. Like, it has to get old at some point, right? Everything gets old. Even athletes don't want to play their sport anymore. So I can only imagine using drugs for God knows how many years. You just get tired.
It's got to get old.
At some point, right? You get tired of just being that person or looking in the mirror and not recognizing who you are. But I guess that's with all addictions and even anger. I was addicted to anger for a very long time because it's one of the easiest emotions. You know, you don't have to be sad when you're angry. You don't have to be happy when you're angry. You don't have to explain. People don't talk to you. People don't bother you. You know, when you're that angry, there's less confrontation because people are like, I don't know. Yeah. So it became an addiction. And when I look back and I see myself in those situations and being that angry and that aggressive, like, it's been bad. Like, I'm talking about kicking tables through windows and, you know what I'm saying, beating the smack out of bitches and fighting niggas. Like, just real ignorant, ratchet shit. And, like, I still don't get invited to the family barbecues and birthday parties and shit, right? Because they're like, nah, bitch, there is at any given moment, you might just pop off. And we ain't trying to have that shit, right?
Right.
And so, the reason why I'm so big on giving people second chances, because I had to do so much apologizing.
Amends.
You know, turning into the Tasmanian devil, and then when all the wind stops, everyone's like, the fuck? And I have to stand in the circle and be like, I'm sorry.
So then with that, how did you kick that addiction?
I wanted to be happy. I got tired. It's draining also to be angry every day, all day long, right? It's a lot of energy. And I didn't have energy to do anything else. I don't have no energy for my kids. I don't have no energy for my job. I don't have energy for my man. I don't have no energy to do anything. And I'm always mad. And then it's lonely. Because, again, no one wants to be around you. There's no one in that circle. You know, there's no close associates because can't nobody say shit to you. Can't nobody talk to you. So what the fuck? Like, and, you know, growing up, it's like, you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I see why people were like this. Because the fuck, I don't want to be around a person like that, like who I was. I can't handle a person like that in my circle. That will irritate the shit out of me.
Same.
My mouth, my attitude. You know? And I remember I told you that I grew up with my cousin Landon, his mom and his dad, right? We were horrible to his mom. Oh, we were some terrible teenage bitches. It was some awful shit. So you have this lady who has opened up her home, right, to her husband's sister's kids. Now, I promise you, could no nigga bring his sister's kids in my house and they talk to me like that. I'd have been in jail 5, 6, 7 times over. We was horrible, horrible to her. But we were also going through some things, right? She wasn't our mom. Our mom was in jail. Our mom was on drugs. And, you know, here we are living this life that is not ours. And, you know, the cousins are kids. So they making it known. That ain't your mom. That ain't your daddy. This ain't your house. That ain't your car. You know what I mean? So as kids, that's hard. So now we are, you know, going through that, and then the diversity, we don't have neither one of our parents. Both our parents is on drugs, right? So we have to pretend that we fit in this Brady Bunch. And we know damn well we don't. And me especially. Like, my sister's bougie as hell. I am super ghetto. Like, I'm the ghetto one in the whole family. Everybody knows it. And I don't really care. I've accepted it right now. It's cool, right? But I'm talking disrespect every chance we got. Every time she said no, we did. Every time she said yes, we said no. You know, it was always that. And it was just for no reason. So, I was what, like 30, I think. And I have someone living in my house.
Mm. That's a whole
different conversation. And I had to, right, you know what I'm saying? And then I like instantly started having these flashbacks of me and my aunt. I called her and I just apologized and I cried and I was like, you know, I'm just so sorry. Like, I had no right, no rhyme, no reason. I was just an angry teenage kid who was disrespectful and needed to be slapped. Like, you should have slapped my ass several times, right? But because you didn't, I still respect you. Because you did it and you didn't have to. Because now that I have kids, you know, if something happened to me and someone had to take care of my kids, I would want that same love and respect that she gave to us, even though she didn't have to. Even though we gave her no reason at all. Like, none. And I, as an adult, know how hard it was. But as a kid, didn't even faze me. Like, you know, you're an adult, you get over it. The fuck you supposed to take that shit? I'm a kid, I'm learning. The fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So, but as an adult, knowing how hard it is to raise my motherfucking kids, it ain't mine. Let alone somebody else's kids, you know what I mean? And not being able to even discipline them like that. You know, we were teenagers, so it's not like she could really technically, like, hit us or, you know, do something to us, or because it would have been a whole other fucking problem, right? So you gotta, man, that's rough. That's hard. And I literally, like I said, didn't even realize it, but when I did, that was like one of the first biggest apologies that I ever had to do. And it was her choice. You have to forgive me. And this is why I say I don't mind giving people those second chances. You asked me last night, why? That's the biggest reason why. Because when I had to go and apologize, I got a lot of no's. I got a lot of, I don't give a fuck about your apology. Bitch, you said you did. And I'm like, yeah, I did. But at the end of the day, I can't fix it because I can't change it. Because it happened in the past. And all I can do is make today better than all of them yesterdays. And again, it's your choice.
Absolutely.
So I know what it feels like for you to fuck up, right? And really not mean it or not have no control over it. And then have to go back and literally beg for someone's forgiveness. So I never want someone to feel like that dealing with me personally. I mean, you know, you got to deal with that already. But me personally, you know, like, whatever you did to me didn't kill me. Whatever you did to me literally didn't break me because I'm still here, right? So whatever you did, it ain't that bad to me to where I can say to you, I can't ever forgive you. Now, don't get me wrong. There's two bitches out there, you know, when I see them. Maybe after I beat the whole living smack out them bitches, there could be some forgiving. But for right now, it sit real heavy on the I'm not forgiving you part. And I know it ain't right and it's ugly and I ain't perfect, but I know, oh my God, and like deep down in my soul, if I see them at the stoplight, I'm going to jail. Because I'm going to pick the car up and hit them with the car.
Better not be going to the crosswalk.
It's some terrible shit. The kids are going to be like, Mom, stop! What? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. Must have been a light-skinned bitch.
Right. Alright, so we ain't gonna get on mine, because I personally don't believe in forgiveness. I'm not one of those. You get one shot with me, and that's it.
Well, damn.
And also, I've never gone back and apologized. You know why? Because that's not me. That was a different guy. 5 years ago, I was a different person. I'm not apologizing for what that nigga did.
I mean, that's cool.
It happened. I don't feel like amends. I might have done some shit that was less than a cordial, less than, you know, top standard. But I've changed. I can show my change now, but I'm not gonna apologize for what I did before. It was who I was, and I didn't feel bad about it then. Well, I'm gonna feel bad about it now. It's kind of how I stand by it. Which I might be wrong. I know I got the unpopular opinion, but you know, it is what it is. But it's another reason why I don't give second chances, man. People know me enough to know, and I put everything on the table when you first meet me. If you fuck up, bye.
You wouldn't want a second chance.
No, man, I'm grown enough where I think out the things I do. If I hurt you, it's because I meant to at that moment.
You went to jail, right?
Yep.
So you don't think you deserve a second chance?
I didn't deserve to go to jail. I didn't go to jail because I'm a criminal, because I was an idiot and took the fall for some people. Because of females. Because I was stupid trying to impress some females and I caught up on some dumb shit.
But again, did you get a second chance to not be stupid again?
I mean...
Because if you didn't get a second chance, you wouldn't be sitting here. Right?
Do you know how many times they put me back in?
But my point is, and there again, and you kept getting second chances. So if you don't believe in giving them, how can you say, I accepted what was given to me?
Well, here's my thing. I don't cut off people for small things. I believe there are levels of it. Just like if you do a crime, you only get a certain amount of time for the crime due. You mean the punishment?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
The punishment.
Does that work like that in America?
I mean, in America it does. Obviously not in Russia. But, you know, the punishment should fit the crime.
Mm.
You know, if you take my last soda out the fridge, I'm going to say something and talk shit. I ain't going to stop talking to you. You fuck my wife. Good, nice knowing you, sir. Catch his fade. Have a good day. You know, there's levels to it.
I got to catch the fade. Have a good day.
You know, like, there ain't no making amends after. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. You know what I mean? Just like you said, sleeping with the enemy. Let's go back to that. If you fuck me off once and I... What do they say? First time, shame on me. Second time, shame on you. If I fuck it, or first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. If I accept your apology and all your amends, and then it happens again, ain't nobody to blame but myself. And I don't like blaming myself. Oh, there you go. It's same here.
Once a killer, always a killer.
Once a killer, always a killer. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Once a thief, always a thief. That's why I don't give second chances. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
Again, thank you, Miss Honey Reeves, for that comment right there. So I feel that.
Well, you know, Miss Honey is the one that came up with our topic for today.
Oh, well, thank you twice then, Miss Honey. I appreciate
she
it.
She definitely hit me up and was like, I have a wonderful topic for you. And I was like, that is a good one, honey. We're going to run that.
So let's circle back to Mr. Green and his case. So do you think there could have been some kind of way to avoid the second one? Let's say if they didn't put him in prison the first time and did let him go to a mental facility. Where they would give him more help with the mental issue that you feel like it was. Do you think it might have prevented the second situation if we would have had more of the mental help that he obviously needed?
Absolutely not, because I think if he would have went to a mental health facility, they would have said, you're fucking crazy, and you're not going anywhere. Like, we can make you comfortable, but we can't fix that.
So then he wouldn't have gone and killed Faith's kids.
He wouldn't have got out. You know, he had been walking around with the rest of the patients in circles eating Jell-O and
Thorazine
shots. And, you know what I'm saying, coloring, because they make you color. Not that I know, but I'm just saying.
Right.
So,
well, then, you asked me a question earlier on who is to blame then. Obviously him, for decisions he made, but then it also goes back to, well,
is it
what happened to him in his childhood or something
right.
that might have
is it?
Affected his mental. I don't know. I feel like I don't have enough backstory, but I feel like no one's born a killer.
Say it again.
No one's born a killer. No one's born inherently evil.
And
these things are taught.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Hurt people, hurt people. Say it again for the bald bitches in the back.
I mean, they hurt people when they hurt. So, is it his fault? Or did the system fail him too? Because it sounds like the system failed him so many times. Because whatever happened to him when he was little, which we don't know, right? But something happened because something makes you click in that way. And most of the time, it's childhood trauma. Because children take their trauma and put it in a box. And then they grow up. And then the box opens.
No, Pandora.
And then they don't even know what to do with their real shit that's going on, let alone this other shit that just came from nowhere, right? So he was failed then because no one clearly got him the help that he needed. And children always cry out first, right? They know something's wrong. They don't know how to express it, so they start doing shit. Like, I'm gonna get your attention. Somebody is gonna notice something is wrong. Oh, you didn't notice that? Okay, let me crash this car. Oh, you didn't notice that? Let me rob this lady. You didn't notice that? Let me kill someone. You know? And it usually starts with, like, cats and dogs and birds and ants and stupid shit. But you don't notice that. You just think, what, they're boys.
Oh, yeah. I've been around a little bit of that going on.
Boys, right?
Especially boys.
Because that's what boys are supposed to do. I mean, you know, pigtails and puppy dog wells, right? That's what boys are supposed to do. So they don't notice that type of shit. But something happened. So he's failed. Then he goes to prison. And lo and behold, these people say, you're better. Even though he knows he's not. He's got all these people around him saying, say this and you'll get out. Do this and you can come home. Mom, pastor, you know, everyone's writing letters. And he's like, okay. She said, manipulator. Okay. That's what I need to do to get out of here and live a normal life? Absolutely.
I believe her exact words were con artist, actually, which is a more skilled manipulator.
What, I mean, listen. Yes. You have to be a magician con artist to be able to marry the pastor's daughter. But a pastor to think that you saved somebody, you know, and sanctified.
No, you must have been doing some good walking.
Man, you went to the altar a couple of times, didn't you? Took your oil and everything. Probably got the Holy Ghost a couple of times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then for me, just the second one is just so heinous. Because he left her alive. Like, I feel like that's worse. That's a worse torture, to kill your children and leave
you
alive
to
deal with it.
Oh, you got to kill me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to kill me.
As a matter of fact, you got to kill me first.
I'm going to stab you in the neck in that courtroom and sentence
it. Because there's nothing as a mother. I would stand in front of a train with my hand for my children, right? But I've also lost my son. So I may feel a different way when it comes to that type of anger and aggression that I have. Like I'm like a whole bear when it comes to my children. Like, I can say that they some ratchet light skins, but can't nobody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no one on the earth that can hurt them. And because they've been hurt, because their father died, I don't let anything else hurt them. There's like a whole shield of protection. So even laying on the floor, I feel like I still wouldn't try.
Something.
Even, you know, half dead, I still wouldn't try. There's this story about these two bitches here in Denver. I think it was in, like, Longmont.
Mm-hmm.
And the bitch cut the baby out of her stomach. You heard about that?
No.
Like, real shit. So, there are two ladies, and one of the ladies lost her baby, and she is faking her pregnancy. She didn't tell her husband she's still pregnant. So everybody's still pregnant. She's walking around wearing pregnant shit and everything, right? Real lady pregnant and her dude. Real lady hits her on Craigslist because she's looking for some baby clothes. So the bitch invites her over there and shows her the baby clothes, and all of a sudden she like, it's time. Hits the bitch over the head, drags her down the stairs, and do a whole C-section.
What?
Right.
Great location.
But here's the thing. My point is that as a mom, she still got the fuck up. As a mom fighting for her baby, she fought that lady as long as she possibly could. And when she woke up and realized that her baby, or like she had this, she was bleeding from her cut, she still got the fuck up and walked out.
Yeah, man. That's
you see what I'm saying? But it's like it's like this whole adrenaline, like you get this superpower when you think you are fighting for your children. So to have to see that and live, I can't imagine.
I couldn't either. I couldn't. That's, where do you even go from there? You trust no one ever again. Like, ever again. Never have a relationship ever again.
You don't even go. And like you said, there was no way that I could have sat there in court and
calmly said anything.
No.
And nothing.
No, absolutely not. I got kicked out of my husband's trial at least 10 times. At least 10. Like, literally, he's trying to set me on fire. Like, I tried to jump over the railing one time. This motherfucker walked in front of me one day and blew kisses at me.
Oh, I would have snapped.
Lost it. Lost it. He would sit at the table and he would throw up gang signs at my kids.
Yeah, see, just...
And you know what they told me? That he had more rights than we did. District attorney told me to write this in my face. The victims don't have as many rights as the suspect.
I mean, yeah, that's...
He sat there right at the table with his lawyer, the bailiff, and I used to be like, so y'all don't see him doing that shit? It ain't no way he's in the middle. It ain't no way. He over here. My kids over here going crazy. My big kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sit on them and trying to keep them down. And it got so crazy that by the end of the trial, it was sheriffs lined up all around the room, around the walls. We couldn't go downstairs with their family. We couldn't come up and go down at the same time. We couldn't come to the courthouse at the same time. It just got ridiculous. And it was because I couldn't. Like, there's no understanding of you kill someone I love. So being a mom, having to watch someone kill my kids, there's no fucking way.
No, that's a complete mental break. If you're not getting up and doing nothing, you better be a vegetable for the rest of your life. Just mental break.
I can't even, all my things.
And then, like you said, she had to have known something. To be able to go to the courtroom and say something without attacking, she had to have known some part of her, probably a big part of her, had to know something was going to happen eventually. Mm-hmm. There had to have been signs.
Can you imagine that guilt?
No. No. I mean, honestly, man, that kind of guilt, I probably would have took my own life not too long after.
Absolutely. I couldn't imagine being able to function after that. It was hard functioning after my losses, but I couldn't imagine. And you know, they always say you think your shit is fucked up until you hear someone else's shit. Ain't no way.
Nah, that's about as fucked up as it gets. She ain't got nobody to compare a story to it now. But then it goes back to, oh, yep, the system definitely is fucked, Lisa. We know that.
Good morning, Miss Lisa. Good morning, Francine. How are y'all doing this morning? Good morning. Well, listen, I think that sleeping with the enemy has so many different tentacles to it, right? Because you can sleep with someone like that, and no, absolutely no. She absolutely knew. Faith knew. From the bottom of my heart, I felt like she knew, and when she tried to get out, she was manipulated into staying. And I think it might have been more than just him. I think it was family saying, you're married, you know, divorce, stick it out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Make it work. You know what I'm saying? So then you have those pressures, and then you have him on his knees, baby, baby, please, I won't ever, ever do it again. You know, crazy. Now, I know someone in prison right now. Okay. I know someone who's in prison for double murder right now. Wow. Oh God. When I knew him, I never even seen this man deal.
That tends to be the case.
I never seen him. Like, I don't know if when we were together, he didn't have a reason to be angry, but I never seen him upset. And when there were situations where I was upset, he was still like, it's okay. We can talk about it. We can fix it. And I'd be like, I can't. Remember how you told me you can't yell because your dad?
Yeah.
You know, people put me like.
You can't yell at people who don't yell.
You're right. We should talk like this. So, here's the thing. I've never, ever been treated so good in my life. That man, real man. Real man. And I used to ask him, why do you do it? He'd be like, that's what a man's supposed to do. What? Because they don't know. We don't know. Like, they make niggas like you for real? Like, they put you in a lab or something? Like, you came out the coochie?
No.
Impossible. You got brothers? Clone something. Let me get some hair. And, when we broke up like this, swear to God. He left to go get burgers. And I never seen him again.
Not to go pick up milk, Dad. What?
We were literally laying in the bed. We woke up. And I was like, I want some burgers. He was like, I'm going to go get the burgers and bring you back the car. And I literally never seen him again. Right? Disappeared. Poof. Gone. Left. He left the state. And I didn't even know it.
Damn.
2 years later, my dad hits me up like, yo, such and such is in jail. What? For murder? What? Google. Oh, God! What? No. Never. Absolutely not. I can't believe it. He didn't know he didn't. And to this day, ask me if he did it.
You do it?
Nope.
No?
Ain't nobody.
I mean, sleeping with the enemy.
Woo!
Look at most murderers, man. Most big murderers, you know, Ted Bundy himself. And everybody was like, he was a great person. He was such a good neighbor and such a good... You never really know.
He was a great person.
I bet you Gregory Green's co-workers were like, he's an exemplary man.
Even the church folks.
Yeah.
He was singing in the choir.
Yeah, see, you never know.
He was on the deacon's board.
And that's, see, that's crazy to think. Like, let's say this gentleman you're talking about, say he did do it. How do you know it couldn't have been you?
That's what Dustin, my kids, said. And I was like, never. Absolutely not. Ask my friends. They'd be like, what? Nah. Who? I can tell you about 3-4 more. But that one? No. What? Absolutely not. He loved her. Loved. Like, mentally. Like, you should have seen us in public. We was like 2 fucking teenage kids. We couldn't even, you know, every time we went somewhere, I had to sit on his lap. I had to touch him. I had to hold him. I had to touch him. It was that. Always. So what? Who? No.
See, and that's another one.
And if they let him out right now, that's a fucking loony.
Yeah? I say, baby, come home.
I'd be fake all day. Come home. I'd be fake all day. Working day.
Keep an eye on the news, y'all. Keep an eye on the news.
Oh, my God. I would be fake all day.
See? And that's the problem. Like, I started in the beginning. Some people know. Y'all who sleep with the enemy and know, y'all know. But most of us don't. You never know until you do. You know what I mean? And some people kind of know the signs. FaZe had to see the signs. But sometimes there are zero signs.
Zero signs.
Sometimes you never know until that evil head pops itself out.
And you know what was crazy? When I spoke to him, you know what I was mad about? The fact that you went to go get them motherfucking burgers.
And I never got a burger.
I didn't even ask him about that. Real shit, I didn't even talk about it. Like, I felt like, one, if he wanted to talk about it, he would tell me. Okay? But two, you know, we're already communicating through the system, so yeah, whatever. But three, that's what I'm mad about, because I don't know nothing about that. Here's what's even real crazy. This is how I found out he was out of state. So, about a year later, I get this phone call from his phone. Pick it up, it's a bitch. Whoa, what? She asked for me. What? Who is this? She says, blah, blah. I said, okay. She says, I'm such and such wife. But no, you're not. She went down the street. You're not her. She goes, I'm the new one. Whoa, interesting. Do tell. What's going on? How can I help you?
Right.
She goes, well, I told him that while I was incarcerated, interesting, that he could do whatever, right? And then when I got out, he had to let go of whatever. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, but your name's still on the phone. Okay. I haven't spoke or seen to this guy in, you know, at least 366 days. Just saying. I'm not counting. I'm just saying. 366 days. You know what I'm saying? 5 hours and 372 minutes. But who's counting? The fuck? You know what I mean? But bitch, goes, well, he told me about you.
Do tell.
Okay, well, maybe I made an impression, or, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. You know, I do things wonderful with my lips. Just saying. Mm-hmm. He couldn't remember. I don't know. From my understanding, I did things that y'all didn't. I don't know. Who's killing? Okay, what's going on? She goes, well, you know, now that I'm the new wife, and I'm pretty. Okay. I just want to know what this is. I'm sorry, sweetie, you have to really ask him that. Matter of fact, when you see him, tell myself.
I know you do.
Because he totally knows that I don't do the girlfriend wife called Kendra. Oh, he knows we don't do that.
Yeah.
We've never done that. It ain't no nigga calling your phone about me. So why the fuck would it be a bitch on my phone calling about you? That's just not how we did. We grown. And since we grown, we both are understanding that this ain't the type of shit that we do. So, yeah, you tell him to call me. She's like, he's at work. Who's at work? He got a job? Like a real, where he got a clock in? Because the nigga I know is like owner of things. Like, when I knew him, I don't know what you've done to him, but when I knew him, like, bitch, there was like a whole dispensary that he owned. You know how hard it is for a black man to own a dispensary? Are you stupid? What? I was shocked by damn self. You did what?
Okay, but follow that. Go.
I guess. But a job. Okay. Whatever, that's interesting. Okay, he calls at 5 o'clock.
Same day?
Just like she said.
All right.
She called, she passed him the phone. I said, wow, he's laughing. I'm like, wow. He was like, yeah, I know. Nah, you don't know. But you can find out. Where you at? Wow. Wow, that's far. That's really far. When did you go there? The day you went to go get the birds? Just never got off the road? Didn't stop for gas? Nothing? Just kept going?
What did he say? We want to know.
I'll call you later to tell you.
He was never heard from again. Shows goes to show you, ladies, you just never know.
Never know. And I thought, so again, when I did find him in the system and we had the conversation, that was my question. He said, I had so much going on, and honestly, I could not put you in that. He was like, I love you so much that I would rather just leave you and walk away than have you been in any of the shit.
I mean,
so now I'm like, what? That must have been some deep shit, right? So I'm like, did he? Of course I had to ask myself, like, come on, ladies. I wouldn't be real if I said I did not say, did he do it? I read the stories. I read every story that I could find, every court document that I could find. And it doesn't really sound like everything is sufficient. I will say this. Two of the lead detectives on the case were fired.
Because of the case?
Because they lied and planted.
Oh. But.
But.
I mean, okay. Well,
I say that's all I know.
Let's say he's not a killer then.
I don't know.
He's at least in deep enough stuff that some cops tried to plant some stuff.
Oh, yeah. They've been trying. Yeah. Like I said, you have a real job.
Yeah.
What? Never. That ain't what you do. I know that's not what you do. That's why I like you. I know. I don't like people go to work with ties and shit. No issue. But, you know, when they do the other shit, oh, I love you. So, what? Okay. That's new. Whatever. So, I don't know. But, let the parole board say.
You got a wife waiting for you, brother.
Let somebody at the courthouse say, you know, well, what happened was, and we can't find, I'm...
So, Let me ask you this then. With all that, and having talked to him, and him basically saying that he didn't leave out of intention to hurt, but more an intention to not get you caught up in his stuff. I mean, obviously, you kind of said you would just this moment take this man back. You hold no grudge towards him leaving?
I held a grudge because there was no closure. There was no understanding. I didn't know if I did something, he did something, we did something. I didn't know what the fuck happened. Literally, it was 10 o'clock a.m. leave and never a phone call or nothing. And so that's where I was upset because I'm like, we had a conversation where you told me to my face that no matter what, you would never leave me. You said that.
He had another wife.
And
what about her? You ain't got no grudge for that?
No. No, I don't. Because, again, if you felt like you couldn't tell me, and after all the things, because we had a relationship where I felt it wasn't any secrets, right? And we were so open with so many things. Literally, like, it was really, really, really open. There was a time where I got a phone call, and because he told her that she said, "Why me?" And he said, "Call her and ask her."
Oh, is that why you got the call? Oh,
no, okay. This was not even the same way.
Oh.
Remember when I said, when she said, "This is the new," when she said, "This is the wife," I said, "No. I know her voice. Plus, you know what I'm saying? I know her number."
You've been through a couple wives with
right.
this
stuff. So you see, when I say open, right? I mean open. Like, I know exactly how that happened, why that happened. Like, literally, he would be at the house with the kids and we'd be on the phone. And she'd be in the background. And she'd be like, "Who you talking to?" And he'd be like, "You already know." That open. It was that open, right? So she literally called me and said, "He told me to call you. Why?" "Because I don't understand why you." "What, you want a tutorial?" "I mean, I don't know. What do you want to tell you? You know, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, the first thing you do is go down to the grocery store and get some grapefruit."
"Oh, not the grapefruit." "Ladies, don't ever put a grapefruit on my dick." Just doesn't sound appealing.
"You just never had it." Listen, I'm going to need some of y'all to come volunteer because he do not even understand. Before they always talk about it and then be like, "Oh, dear Lord." What does that
mean? "I don't even like grapefruit."
Lies! Oh, look. She's like, did he leave because he knew his wife was getting released?
That's what I was thinking. No, that is Lisa solid question.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what, Lisa?
I'm thinking he got the call on the way to get burgers. She was like, "Babe, I'm out," and he just kept going.
It's a possibility,
like, it's
right? I don't know because we never had that conversation. However, again, like I'm saying, far as sleeping with the enemy and knowing,
sounds like you still ready to do it.
Again, me saying faith, right? Me saying faith, I can understand why she stayed. And let me tell you something. If this particular person that we're talking about, if he is lying, if he is manipulating, he should get the Academy Award, a Golden Globe. He should get all of them because if you ask anyone right now, my friends are on here, ask one of them, right? They're going to be like, "Absolutely not." When I told them, they was all like, "What?" I was like, "Bitch, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do." Because I am so morally against prison weddings. The fuck?
I don't even do conjugals anymore.
Let me tell you something. Okay, they do in that state. I'm just saying. Not that I know. I'm just guessing.
She does research.
So, you know, but I'm just saying that I can feel her when, I guess, when you love someone. And when I told you that this person treated me like I've never been treated before. Like, I loved my husband. I was with my husband for 15 years. And I would have never left him if we got divorced. However, he was an amazing father. Okay. He was an okay husband. You know, he was light skinned, he was cute, he it's Atlanta, and boy, every time he went outside, he just fell out the trees, swinging like monkeys, falling in his lap and shit. Does that even know how that happened? Where'd this one come from? Jeez, that mean they in the car like leaves, nigga. Damn. The fuck? It's always a call. You want a car with a bitch? I get calls 10 times a day. I used to be like, he sell weed. He got bitch customers.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, like, I know that the rule is that I deal with all the bitch customers. But hey, when people call, I have to say things like, oh, I know.
See, I mean, that's all what ties right into sleep with the enemy. Not saying he was, but even then, just signs of that we ignore. We all ignore. Intentionally. And someone actually said earlier, I don't remember who it was, pardon me for that, but it was like, oh, females, and I don't think it's just females, but they said specifically females, get alone, they feel too alone, especially after a time of being alone, and they settle.
Absolutely.
So, with settling, knowing you're settling, countless sleeping with the enemy, is that one of those I know, but fuck it, because I don't want to be alone?
I think that alone is part of it, but I think that financial is another part of it. And I think when you mix those together in a pot, it makes one hell of a cake, right? So now you have, not only am I going to be doing this by myself, but I'm going to be doing it by myself. You know what I'm saying? So settling and being comfortable also, it's hard to get out here and do something new, to date something new, right? Because why? Most people really just want to fuck. I'm being real honest. You know, I can meet a bunch of different people, and regardless, 2-3 conversations, somebody gonna talk about fucking, or meeting up, or, you know what I'm saying, some type of kicking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't no, like it used to be where we texting and, you know, calling and talking on the phone. I'm like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, oh, I like the pictures. Hit a couple smiley faces. You know, what's up, ma? You sexy. Let me take you out. And then next thing you know, he's trying to, you know, kiss you in the face.
Netflix and chill.
So you get comfortable because it's like, at least I don't have to deal with that. At least I'm already dealing with A, B, and C, right? But if I go do a new nigga or a new bitch, I'm going to have to deal with D, E, F, G. She might have a new baby daddy. He might have a brand new baby mama. They family might be crazy. He could be crazy. He might be a killer. She might be a hoe. Like, you got to deal with all that. And you start looking at yours like, you ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad.
I mean, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He do.
He ain't beating.
She do. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, at least a bitch go outside. You know what I'm saying? Or at least a bitch got help with this. Or at least they did that. And comfortable. I'm more comfortable with this person. This person already knows me. You know, this
person. The devil you know versus the one you don't. And I feel like you're right. I feel like that is a big factor. This is why I swore forever, I don't redate people. I'm not going to date till we break up. I don't care what it is. I'm not going to redate. And then, no, I disappeared until I was like 25, and then my ex-wife, me and her broke up shit every other week to where my baby mama, who I had a kid with in between, on the other side, was always like, you gonna go back to her, you gonna go back, every time. And then I did it for 2 more baby mamas, broke up, quit it. Last baby mama went back to her a couple of more times, fighting, breaking up every other week. She's gonna sleep at her daddy's house. Because it was comfortable, the devil I knew versus trying to find a new one out there on my own. Shit, I'm lonely enough right now. Shit, hey, anybody in prison watching this girl write me, I'm ready.
Hate you. I'm saying.
That lonely, ready to settle, I'm right here. You know what I mean? Drug dealing, that sugar mama, I'm please. Please. Oh, Miss Francine. No, hello, Miss Francine.
What's she the had name a good of that show? 90 Days Out.
90 Days Out. She had a good point. Does age become a factor in this?
In what?
In the sleeping with the enemy. Like, as we're older, should we know better now? Because obviously, you know, we're young. We don't really know. Trying to fall in love early 20s. Maybe not fall in love, but just fuck around and accidentally fall in love. All of those things. But,
you know what's crazy? I think I would have been less willing to do it when I was younger. Because when I was younger, I was more cocky and very more independent. And feeling like I don't need somebody to do this for me. you know what I'm saying, growing up, realizing that it takes two people to run a household. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? And it is very difficult to do it. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not saying I can't do it, but going to buy a new house and a new car and then still having to do all the other shit, come on, man. Like, doing that single is rough on the soul. Not just the financial pockets, but the soul. Like, who wants to go sign a lease by themselves? Who wants to walk into a dream home by themselves? Right? Who wants to go on their dream vacation by yourself? The last time I went out with Bestie, there was like these four bitches in front of us. But there was a lot of couples. And I looked at her and I was like, bitch, you know, this ain't right. And she was like, yeah, I know. And then when I seen these four bitches in front of us and they were all together, and I'm like, this is really what it's come to. I'm like, it's so many single women out here that there is no more building family. There is no more, you know, doing this as some couple things. It's, I don't know where it's broken. I don't know. I don't want to blame the women or the men.
I blame Beyonce. I blame Beyonce. Started the whole women power. I don't want to, TLC did it too. No scrubs. We don't want this. And
ooh,
ladies, I love y'all empowered and all that stuff, but the image has been put out there that, oh, we don't need no man. We don't need it. Except for the other side, these same women who don't need no man complain there ain't no good ones. Mm. Well, that's because you don't fucking need us. The good ones are sitting back. We want to be needed too. Shit, I need me a good woman. How come you don't need a good man?
And we're going to save that because we're out of time.
Yeah.
As
always.
Usual.
Always. also, for those who are trying to work on a thing where we can have little extra extended shows for those who want to help donate to the cause and whatnot, but we'll talk about that in some later events.
Absolutely. So, what's going on with you really quick? Because I know you got a lot of stuff going on. So, why don't you tell them what you do, who you are, and how you do it?
Well, first off, as most of you should already know, let me first plug our thing, Fridays. Freaky Friday. We ain't just talking about the relationships. We talking about the fucking and all the things. If you missed last week's show, it was pretty good. Go back and watch that. A little bit on polyamory and the lifestyle. Coming this Friday, we ain't even gonna tell you the topic yet. We gonna surprise you with that one. Also coming up, brand new show, Saturday nights. We're gonna have the Four Kings. Me and three other gentlemen. Just starting brand new Saturday nights. Please check us out.
Saturday night at what time?
At 9 p.m., same
yes.
bat time, same bat channel.
Absolutely. Ladies, when I tell y'all that I handpicked four of some of the most amazing men that I've ever met, that I've known, baby, listen here. And gentlemen, I'm telling you, you need to tune into because it's nothing but guy talk. Guys talking about guy stuff, kings talking about king things. I'm talking about everything from politics to children to sports to bitches to sex to just how they feel.
To jobs, finances, everything.
So please tune in for that because I'm so excited. I told you I got something sexy for y'all coming up. What else are you doing?
I also, you guys may not know this, but I also manage a record label, Truly Reckless Kings, TRK, shout out Blackout.
TRK,
we got a show coming up out here in Colorado at Jumbo's on the 17th of September. I'll definitely plug that a few more times in. And maybe if you guys drop me a line or something, I can get you a little VIP, a little drink or something, you know, holla at your boy.
We might do something where we can maybe give a ticket away or two if you know. We'll do something.
Yeah,
we'll pull up and let you know.
Well, meet and greet. We'll definitely talk about that. Also, we will continue having this show. I don't know if it's going to be arena. Continue doing it on Tuesdays. I kind of like Tuesdays.
I mean, Tuesdays are good. Tuesdays
but
I like
good.
The morning drip. I think they always need to have something.
Oh, the morning drip. Yeah, and please, for everybody, if you guys got more suggestions, once again, let me thank Miss Honey Reeves for topic today. And if you guys have any future topics, definitely reach out to me, Miss Coffee. Just comment on this page if you want to hear us talk about anything else, because we got a lot to say.
Got you. And guys, listen, don't remember the blah, blah, blah. See, I ain't had enough weed. Don't forget that we are officially moving from Facebook to YouTube, okay? So I will definitely put the link in the comments, but what I need you guys to do is go subscribe.
Tell
subscribe.
Your friends, your moms,
you know
your children.
I need all of my viewers, all of my people, all of my fans, we need to go over to YouTube because I'm going to keep it 100. Facebook kind of got us like really, really, really jacked up. So we need to move to just higher planes. We're just doing some new things this year, and YouTube is going to be one of our major outlets. So, you know, we already are. We're YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor, and we're definitely on Facebook. However, we would like to get those other ones just as popping as we have this one. But I need all of you guys to go over and subscribe. Thank you. And don't forget, if you guys, anytime you want to support Coffee and Blunts, because most of this come up out the coins of my pocket, okay? It is always, as usual, Coffee and Blunts is the Cash App, Coffee and Blunts is the Venmo, Coffee and Blunts is everything. So if you ever want to help support, that is how you reach us. Just, you know, whatever you want to do, because I love you. And if it wasn't for y'all, I would not be here. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all coming out this morning, because y'all could have been doing anything else, but you decided to come and listen to us have this conversation, and I do appreciate that. Thank you, because again, without y'all, I would not have nothing else to do.
Let me give one last shout out for Miss Coffee's amazing coffee. It's my first time.
He had my coffee, y'all.
I see why she's called Miss Coffee. It's delicious. Y'all should try it sometime. And that's all I got, man. You got anything else, Miss Coffee?
That's it. We will see y'all same bad time, same bad channel next week. We out of here. Don't forget to look out for them shows. Like the show? Yes. Share the show? Absolutely.
Ladies, add me.
Thank you. I told y'all he was delectable. Thank y'all, Will. We appreciate you, Mr. Gil Will. Y'all have a great morning. We out of here, y'all.
Thank y'all for being here.